Well, one chronic disease that many people wish was preventable is type 1 diabetes, which usually comes on in childhood. It's an autoimmune disease where the child's immune system destroys the cells in the pancreas, which produce insulin. It's possible to identify children at risk of type 1 diabetes. They have a parent or sibling with the condition and a tissue type which makes them susceptible. And there's some evidence that the proteins in cow's milk may increase the risk as well, which is why a research group in Helsinki has carried out a trial of what's called hydrolyzed formula, which breaks down the complex proteins into simpler ones. On the line from Finland is Mikael Kniep, who is Professor of Pediatrics at the University of Helsinki. Welcome to the Health Report.
Thank you.
How strong was the evidence that cow's milk is a risk factor before you did this study?
So there were studies in animal models of autoimmune diabetes suggesting that the use of a hydrolyzed formula decreased the incidence of diabetes. And in addition, there were epidemiological data from human studies indicating that an early exposure to conventional formulas, which all are based on cow's milk, increase the risk of type 1 diabetes.
And this is, as I suggested in the lead, is the suggestion that you get some sort of activation of the immune system from these proteins. That was a theory.
That was the idea.
So tell us about the study.
So, as you mentioned, the participants were newborn infants with at least one family member affected by type 1 diabetes, and in addition carrying a genotype predisposing to type 1 diabetes. And this is an international study. We recruited participants in 15 countries, including Australia, and altogether we had 2,159 participants when we started.
It's a big definitive study, and you followed them up for, 11 and a half years?
That is correct, yeah.
And they were breastfed as well, so the mothers were encouraged to breastfeed. This is really talking about what you wean the child on, the baby onto, after you stop breastfeeding.
Yes, so actually the duration of breastfeeding was in the study longer than in the background population.
Oh, so they did more than they would otherwise have done.
Right.
And so they were randomized into hydrolyzed formula and a fairly standard hydrolyzed formula that you can buy over the counter, in your supermarket or chemist?
Yes. It is a formula that has been used for a long time in the treatment of babies with cow's milk allergy.
And there's some question about whether it's beneficial there, but we're not dealing with that today. What did you find?
So first we looked at the appearance of diabetes-associated autoantibodies by the age of 7 years. We had a pilot study in Finland indicating that the intervention will decrease the appearance of autoantibodies, but in the larger trigger study, we couldn't see that.
And just to explain here, the autoantibodies are the first sign that you're really heading towards type 1 diabetes in the next year or two.
That is correct. And if you test positive for two of such autoantibodies, you have a very high risk of progressing to clinical disease.
So it didn't affect those. Did it affect the incidence of type 1 diabetes?
No. We continued to follow up and we couldn't see any difference in the appearance of or progression to type 1 diabetes by the age of 11.5 years.
So the theory's dead, really. I mean, nobody's ever going to do a bigger study than this for 11 and a half years. You've proved it, that unfortunately the hydrolyzed formula doesn't work.
Yeah, of course that is not an answer that we were looking for. And on the other hand, I think that we did get a definite answer to our research question, and there will be no other intervention trial of this type.
So are there other ways of preventing type 1 diabetes? I mean, people talk about nasal insulin, introducing insulin early to these children. I mean, what can parents look for for prevention now?
So currently, there is no known effective way to prevent type 1 diabetes in risk individuals. There are some other options that will be tested. I can tell you that there are indications that Coxsackie B viruses may trigger the disease process, and anti-diabetogenic Coxsackie virus vaccine is under development, but it will take several years before that can be tested in a large-scale study.
And this is the idea.
Another option that...
Sorry, go on.
Sorry. Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. Another option that is discussed to start an intervention with the early introduction of a probiotic into the diet of the infant.
With the hope of manipulating the immune system through the gut.
Right. Yeah, that's the idea there.
So there's some hope there. The virus that might trigger diabetes or changing the immune system in the early years that hopefully might sort that out. Well, some hope there. And is there any indication at all, very briefly, for hydrolyzed formula? I mean, I think from the Australian researchers here, they suggest that it doesn't really prevent allergy, does it?
Yeah, so I think that there is no reason to use a hydrolyzed formula if you have a risk baby. That is the conclusion that we can make out of the trigger study.
So the manufacturers might have to look for another market. Mikael, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mikael Knip is Professor of Pediatrics at the University of Helsinki in Finland.